In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. And so we join together with the prayer of preparation. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Friends, as we prepare to celebrate the presence of Christ in word and sacrament, let us call to mind and confess our sin. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour, in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite you to stand with me as we proclaim God's glory.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer, for you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with your Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have broken the tyranny of sin and have sent the Spirit of your Son into our hearts, whereby we call you Father. Give us grace to dedicate our freedom to your service, that we and all creation may be brought to the glorious liberty of the children of God, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. We sit as we listen to our readings.
A reading from the second book of Kings. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Aram, was a great man and in high favor with his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Aram. The man, though a mighty warrior, suffered from leprosy. Now the Arameans, on one of their raids, had taken a young girl captive from the land of Israel, and she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "If only my lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy." So Naaman went in and told his lord just what the girl from the land of Israel had said. And the king of Aram said, Go then, and I will send along a letter to the king of Israel. He went, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 sets of garments. He brought the letter to the king of Israel, which read, "When this letter reaches you, know that I have sent to you my servant Naaman, that you may cure him of his leprosy." When the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to give death or life, that this man sends word to me to cure a man of leprosy? Just look and see how he is trying to pick a quarrel with me." But when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he sent a message to the king. "Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come to me, that he may learn that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and halted at the entrance of Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go, wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean." But Naaman became angry and went away, saying, I thought that for me he would surely come out and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, and would wave his hand over the spot and cure the leprosy. Are not Abanda and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean? He turned away and went in a rage. But his servants approached and said to him, "Father, if the prophet had commanded you to do something difficult, would you not have done it? How much more when all he said to you was, 'Wash and be clean'?" So he went down and immersed himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. And his flesh was restored like the flesh of a young boy, and he was clean. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And a reading from the letter to the Galatians. My friends, if anyone is detected in a transgression, you who have received the Spirit should restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. Take care that you yourselves are not tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. For if those who are nothing think they are something, they deceive themselves. All must test their own work. Then that work, rather than their neighbor's work, will become a cause for pride, for all must carry their own loads. Those who are taught the word must share in all good things with their teacher. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith. See what large letters I make when I'm writing in my own hand. It is those who want to make a good showing in the flesh that try to compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. Even the circumcised do not themselves obey the law, but they want you to be circumcised so that they may boast about your flesh. May I never boast of anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world had been crucified to me and I to the world. For neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is anything, but a new creation is everything. As for those who follow this rule, peace be upon them, and mercy, and upon the God of Israel. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Our gradual hymn is hymn number 60, number 60.
Thank you. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Speak and your servant is listening. You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
The Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs into every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you.' Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. Whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me, and whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me." The 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, in your name even the demons submit to us." He said to them, "I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated. Apropos of nothing, let me just observe the challenge for those of us who are fussy eaters when Jesus says, "Eat what is set before you." I wonder if you have ever tried to do something which was clearly right, and the person on the receiving end of your actions has been less than grateful. I wonder if you've tried to do something which was symbolic of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of justice and peace, and found your actions being met with anger. I wonder if you have ever done something prompted by the Spirit and found that what you have done has been met by somebody, and this is my personal least favourite, correcting you. Jesus sends the 70 out to do good works, to proclaim the kingdom of God has come near, to participate in the healing of the sick, to bring peace to each place. But Jesus knows humanity all too well. He tells them that they must say and share in peace, and that if they share the peace, that peace will rest on the people they visit. But to be prepared for that peace to not be shared. To be prepared to let that peace return to them. He tells them to be prepared for people to welcome them. And then if they are not welcomed, they should be prepared to dismiss the dust of the town that clings to our feet. All too often in life, we do what we think is the right thing, and people react in the way we wouldn't choose. The problem, if that isn't a problem enough, the problem for us is, do we let our peace return to us in those situations? Do we allow the situation to unfold and trust that our peace will return, or do we choose to cling to hatred and resentment, to get cross, to take out our anger on ourselves or on somebody else? There's a great phrase for it in philosophy called mimetic transfer, which in plainer English just means imitating people's aggression. The problem is when we do that, especially when we cling onto it inside of ourselves and choose not the path of forgiveness, the person who ultimately suffers is me if I'm clinging to it inside of myself, and anybody who clings to it inside of themselves. Archbishop Desmond Tutu described it as feeling it as a knot in your tum-tum, and described the need and necessity of forgiveness for us to live life in its fullness. That isn't to say that if somebody upsets us in return for us offering a hand of friendship, that we should ignore or oppress or suppress our emotions and feelings. It's not a case of trying to earn peace or trying to gain it through our own free, determined will. If we suppress our anger and our frustration, we just lie to ourselves. And no forgiveness really takes place. And resentment continues to build, except it does so without our awareness. Rather, we need to pray for peace, to practice. And when I say practice, I mean not just doing it once, but practicing over and over and over, the same way as the pianist sits and bores himself to tears with scales. The act of forgiving. Sometimes that means practicing forgiving the same person every morning. The danger is, if we do not do that, then we can find ourselves being buffeted about by those people who Paul described in our epistle this morning as those who want to make a good showing in the flesh, doing things just because it seems to be right, but not ever doing the challenging thing, which might be perceived to be wrong, even if it ultimately is right. Our invitation from Paul is to not grow weary doing what is right, to not give up, to whenever we have the opportunity, work for the good of all. The challenge for us is, will we allow our peace to return to us so we can take up that invitation? Amen. I invite you to stand with me as we affirm our faith with the words at the bottom of page 5. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. In the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to God the Almighty Father.
Heavenly Father, as we gather in love and fellowship, please hear us as we bring before you our cares and fears for the world. Everlasting God, we pray for your church throughout the world, for Christians everywhere meeting to worship and praise you today. Grant that we and all your people may be built up into the unity and faithfulness of your family you deserve. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Holy God, we pray for Christians working in places of power and influence who make decisions which affect the lives of so many people. We ask that you bless those who work in politics, especially all those who are seeking peace agreements. May they know what to say and how to act for the benefit of all people and at all times be true and faithful to you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father God, we pray for those we love, our family and friends, the special people in our lives, whether they may be. We pray for them as they deal with their hopes, their fears, their problems and their needs. But most of all, we thank you for each one of them and for what they give and mean to us. In a moment of silence, let us thank for our family members. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful God, in today's gospel we heard about the 72 sent out to heal and spread the good news. Help us to be alert for opportunities to share your gospel. Loving Father, we bring before you now those who we know who are in need of your healing. Comfort the bereaved, the sick and the suffering with your healing and living presence. And in our sick list we have Martin Summers, John Potts, Robert Dunmore, Veronica Cutland, Iris, Baby James, Adam Shivers, Maureen Wandsworth and Elaine Britton. And our year's mind, we remember Mary Roberts, Joan Bellamy, Arthur Player, and Ken Toogood. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Eternal God, we pray for your wisdom and guidance in the coming weeks to look and listen to the hearts of the people we meet and hear. Help us to remember that the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious God, we have put before you our concerns, and we thank you for all the blessings and gifts you lavish on us. In the weeks ahead, help us to keep the faith as deeply and passionately as possible in these troubled times. Merciful God, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
I invite you to stand as we share in God's peace. We are all one in Christ Jesus. We belong to him through faith, heirs of the promise of the Spirit of peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us offer one another a sign of peace. And as the piece concludes and as the choir make their way up to their stalls, we prepare to sing hymn number 313. 313.
Thank you.
Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power, the glory, the splendor, and the majesty. For everything in heaven and on earth is yours. All things come from you, and of your own do we give you.
The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
Blessed are you, Lord God, our light and our salvation. To you be glory and praise forever. From the beginning you have created all things, and all your works echo the silent music of your praise. In the fullness of time you made us in your image, the crown of all creation. You give us breath and speech, that with angels and archangels and all the powers of heaven, we may find a voice to sing your praise. How wonderful the work of your hands, O Lord. As a mother tenderly gathers her children, you embrace the people as your own. When they turned away and rebelled, your love remained steadfast. From them you raised up Jesus, our Saviour, born of Mary, to be the living bread in whom all our hungers are satisfied. He offered his life for sinners, and with a love stronger than death, he opened wide his arms on the cross. On the night before he died, he came to supper with his friends, and taking bread, he gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." At the end of supper, taking the cup of wine, he gave you thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
Great is the mystery of faith.
Father, we plead with confidence his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross. We remember his dying and rising in glory, and we rejoice that he intercedes for us at your right hand. Pour out your Holy Spirit as we bring before you these gifts of your creation. May they be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. As we eat and drink these holy things in your presence, form us in the likeness of Christ and build us into a living temple to your glory. Remember, Lord, your church in every land. Reveal her unity, guard her faith, and preserve her in peace. And bring us at the last with Blessed Mary, our patron, St. Peter, St. James the Less, St. Michael, and all the saints, to the vision of that eternal splendor for which you have created us, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom
with all who stand before you in earth and heaven. We worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those who are called to his supper. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed. Let us pray. O God, for whose beauty is beyond our imagining, and whose power we cannot comprehend, show us your glory as far as we can grasp it, and shield us from knowing more than we can bear, until we may look upon you without fear, through Jesus Christ our Saviour. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. In a slight departure from our order of service, we sing hymn number 532, hymn 532. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name.